We're talking with two principals from the Second Generation Theater, Executive Director Kristen Bentley and Kelly Copps, the Artistic Director.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Let's go back to basics. Second Generation Theater, what is your special mission?
Our name is derived from the fact that there's this amazing first generation of theater in Buffalo. A lot of our teachers at UB have their own theater company. Saul Elkin, Vincent, Kelly's parents are both actors as well. So we kind of wanted to think forward with theater in this town and also be respectful of the generation that kind of inspired us to start.
As we continue, it seems that what we really want to do is engage a slightly younger audience base. We want to make sure that as we are trying to keep the theater production going, we are also trying to engage a new audience so that theater goers continue to grow and thrive and we can continue this amazing theater community that's been built in Buffalo.
So how do you do that?
Well, I think being who we are is a great start. You know, we are younger. We are not afraid to do edgier shows while still really committing to a high quality within the limitations of whatever space we're in. And I think as we've gone on, we've really started to commit to the things that speak to younger generations now, even just around marketing in a digital age, you know, using social media. We also, in the casting process, make it a point to use some tenured Buffalo talent, of which there is so much. We are really lucky in the city. And we always make it a point to at least have one, and I think we've succeeded at having more than one, new face in every show that we do, whether it be a new graduate, someone in school, you know, and we're really proud that we feel like we've given some people that are now working all the time kind of their start in professional theater in Buffalo. By doing that, we're bringing in their audience as well, which tend to be their peers.
We are a nomadic theater company, which is a really nice way of saying that we're homeless.
So let's talk about The Light in the Piazza. It's the final show of your 2016-2017 season. Not the last show from Second Generation. We'll talk about that in a minute. You're going to be out at Lancaster Opera House again.
Well, we open June 2nd and we run until June 18th. This is the regional premiere of The Light in the Piazza. It was done recently at the Shaw Festival. It is just a beautiful, beautiful love story by Adam Gettle, who is the grandson of Richard Rodgers. So it feels very special to our second generation hearts. It's the story of a mother and daughter who go to Florence, Italy in 1953. And through a series of chance events, the daughter falls in love with a young Italian man. And it's basically the story of their relationship, the way that they communicate even through the language barrier, and the mother's struggle to let her daughter find fulfillment and happiness and do what's best for her. But it's all told through the most beautiful soaring music, and we have a really phenomenal cast assembled, and we're so excited to be able to share it with Western New York.
A wonderful musical, The Light in the Piazza, perfectly in your mission, as you say, sort of a multi-generational thing with the composer and also kind of multi-generational with your casting as well. Now, the big news. It's your final show in your rental place, the Lancaster Opera House, but then
we are really excited to finally plant our roots in our permanent home in South Buffalo. Schneider Development has purchased and is doing a $9 million historical renovation to the Shea Seneca building, which really at one point was the cornerstone building in South Buffalo. It's right across from Cass Park. It has seen many versions of its life. They are renovating it and building us a custom theater inside of it. There will also be a banquet facility run by the Kesslers and 25 apartments and a few retail spaces, which will be something interactive like restaurant or coffee shop.
So the construction for that is starting very soon, and we will be opening the theater space in June 2018, fingers crossed, with another regional premiere that we're absolutely thrilled to share again with the community of Big Fish, which is an Andrew Lippa musical. The new space is very closely modeled after a musical fair type theater. It will be about 135 seats, roughly a stage the same space, and roughly a stage the same size, and it is a proscenium, so we will be a little more consistent in the manner in which we present our shows from now on, but we'll also have a lot more technical capabilities that we've never had before.
We will have everything that a theater wants, dressing rooms, green room, and we have an amazing dance studio / classroom / rehearsal space right underneath our theater, where not only can we rehearse our productions, but we plan to partner with a lot of other local organizations.
And we so far have been lucky enough to speak with Community Music School and Unique Theater Company, which is a company dedicated to creating and producing theater for and by individuals with disabilities.
Kristen Bentley, Executive Director of Second Generation Theater. Kelly Copps, Artistic Director of Second Generation Theater. And thank you guys so much for coming over to WNED WBFO.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure.
For WNED WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.